This is Tyler from The Casual Sound. Do me a favor. Go leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us or, you know, how much we talk too much. Whatever your feelings, please go leave us a review. It'd be very helpful. On with the show.
potential increase in methamphetamine use. According to doctors, and the drug is more potent. A highly addictive drug is linked to crime and psychosis. Emergency staff saying it puts them and the patient at risk.
Cracking pictures from the Royal Perth Hospital. Staff try to control patients high on methamphetamine, a highly addictive stimulant.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Casual Sound, episode 12, The Dozen. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler Lenny.
Hello.
That was Wedding Present with Dalliance.
My personal favorite.
That is off of actually my favorite Wedding Present album, Sea Monsters. It was produced by Steve Albini. Very interesting news that Lenny brought to my attention last week about Wedding Present and Steve Albini. Is that the Wedding Present are re-recording George Best with Steve Albini at the helm. Nice. Steve Albini of Big Black, and he's just produced a ton of great stuff. So I guess they wanted to modernize the sound and maybe, take a victory lap on the 30th anniversary. And that comes out this week, I believe.
The saddest, longest victory lap on the planet. Shortest, maybe. Good Lord.
Not a fan.
What happened to you? What happened in your life that you can't just appreciate these guys?
No, see, for me, it would be the longest. In reality, it'd be the shortest.
That is, I truly feel sorry for you that Manson is where you go to when the Wedding Present exists.
That would only be my comeback. Just for you guys, just to throw it and rub your noses in it.
Throw on some Manson.
Just throw on some Manson. I mean, geez, opposed to the Wedding Present. Give me a break. Yeah, the only present in that box. Good Lord.
It's the Wedding Present you'd return. Good play on words there, Jacob.
It's a large pile. A large pile with a bow on top. That's what that is. Nice cover art, right? Georgie Best.
So we started this out with Lazarus by Boo Radleys, and this led to a conversation about how great that intro is.
Yeah, I wanted to say that's probably one of my favorite song intros of all time. Love it.
It's pretty great. It's pretty mega. So then we started talking about what are some other great intros, and we had, you know, mine right out of the gate. I said I don't want to talk about Ride too much, but Ride just has a ton of great intros.
Total fanboy. All right.
I know. I'm sorry. But the Smiths, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. Johnny's little jangly guitar part that opens that one.
Queen is Dead.
Queen is Dead is huge.
Queen is Dead is, that's just a massive intro.
What difference does it make? That's got a pretty great one.
Yep. Yeah. I immediately thought of Kitchen's a Distinction.
Yeah.
They have great intros to a lot of songs. Death of Cool.
Yep.
I like, you came up with it off air, and I was like, oh my God, I hate myself for not having got it first. Between Something and Nothing, Ocean Blue.
Yeah, Ocean Blue actually, not just that song either. I mean, those guys could craft a great pop song in their sleep. So.
Absolutely.
Lenny, you got any others?
Nah, not right now.
Okay. So those tickets for Pixies are still there. Arcade Fire is still there. And what was the last one? Oh, yeah, Jesus and Mary Chain. Go to thecasualsound.com/enter. And Jim, I don't have... Reed. What was that? Jim Reed. Yeah, well, I was going to say I didn't have a secret passphrase for this week, but maybe we'll just use Jim. Jim will be the passphrase. Throw that in. You get 5 extra entries. You can only enter once, but this is a good way to capitalize on it, especially since you're listening to the show. I'm on the back end of this. I'm seeing people enter, and very few people are using this, so I think it increases your odds pretty good.
Yeah. But,
well, statistically it does. It's not even a think thing. I know it does. So
5 a pop.
If you ever wondered why our show and our night was called Casual, it was because... Super Furry Animals. They have a song called Placid Casual, and you're going to hear it right now. We'll be right back.
Bye. business, a granny farmer. He was infamous for 15 minutes, and he appeared on Panorama. Then he somehow got himself on board the Starship Enterprise allowance scheme, with a Prince of Wales award for pushing Valium and amphetamine. Behind Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, at 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, with more aliases than Klaus Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only, hold the front page.
Van Man's got something to sell to the capital's homeless, at a crossroads motel, for the no fix the bogus, where you can live life in style, you can sleep in a closet. And if you flash him a smile, he'll take your teeth as a deposit. There's bats in the belfry, the windows are jammed, the toilets ain't healthy, you don't give a damn. Just chuckles and smiles, and laughs like a madman, a born again rock man. Here comes Sheriff Batman, with his Valium, amphetamines, sick notes in his phony prescriptions. And just when you thought it was safe to go back to the kitchen, dead legs and cracked heads, bunk beds and breakfast,
wake up you sleepy head, take this.
Check this.
Behind Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, at 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, more aliases than Clef Bobby, the master butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only, hold the front page.
Moving up now to take the place, Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, more aliases than Clef Bobby, master butcher of Leon C, in a hat back from Notre Dame, the one and only champ. In goes another left hook, and now I'm losing my patience. Someone call on Roger Cook and the United Nations. He's buying up houses for the has-beens and healthy, from Land's End to Southend to Chelsea. There's bats in the belfry, the windows are jammed, the toilets ain't healthy, you don't give a damn. Struggle and smiles, laughs like a madman. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sheriff
we'll be right back. Valentine on the side. Valentine on the side.